Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's enough fun for this show. Let's not have any fun and dive into one of the stories of the day.
Well, no, it's really not awful. I mean, there's awfuler stories, but it's really annoying. And whether it's true or it's annoying one way, if Myles Garrett, who swung his helmet at the Steelers quarterback, Mason Rudolph, if he really did go in the hearing and say, well, he called me a racial slur earlier, and it didn't happen, then that's disgusting. You do have to hold open the possibility that he's telling the truth, which makes it awful. Well, which makes Mason Rudolph awful. Or if he's not telling the truth, it's awful for Mason Rudolph.
See, to me, if
I hate these kind of stories.
Well, I do just because
there's no proof of anything either
like,
way.
You just heard, you know, us do like 15 minutes a bit on, you know,
of deer sex
and yeah, humping and all that. But
Superman,
in all seriousness,
that, no.
this is actually a more serious thing than I think Myles Garrett realizes. Like we
yes.
are at a point in our country where we can't afford to have fake, you know, racist stories thrown out there. We can't have this constant mud thrown one way and then the mud goes back the other way. Like if we're actually trying to, I don't know, make progress and, you know, not make things worse, you probably shouldn't, in my opinion, fake this story to try and get out of a year-long suspension and maybe more next year. And use that as some sort of a motor or motive to get out of this, because it's just going to anger the quote unquote other side and all that black man accusing the white man of, you know, a racial slur. We know he's lying. And then you got people calling up going, well, Mason Rudolph probably did it. And then we're sitting here having an argument about something that really we have no idea about. And what is it creating? It's creating more of a divide. It's creating people who are white who are going to support Mason Rudolph, and it's creating people who are black who are going to support Myles Garrett, and that accomplishes nothing.
No.
Like, it really is a big deal to not just throw this stuff around.
I believe, and we're going to go ahead and dive into it, it's a bigger waste of time than talking about deers doing it, and I'm not even kidding about that. It is, because it's doesn't make anyone laugh. Maybe the other one doesn't either. And it gets nowhere and there's no proof. Here's why I call BS on Myles Garrett. Okay. Is he brought it up like after the fact,
after
he'd been suspended and he went into the hearing,
with his representation,
right.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So he was coached up.
And secondly, unless he whispered it to him, somebody else on the field, as it happened, supposedly he said it right before the brawl, somebody else had to have heard it. And if you don't think teammates or a black player on the other team, the Steelers or whatever, would have said something.
That's the thing. And I guess I don't know. Marquise Pouncey was right there as all of this was going on, was he not? You mean to tell me that Marquise Pouncey wouldn't have been pissed at his own quarterback if Mason Rudolph is trying to incite a fight, you know, or something, or go after Myles Garrett by calling him the N-word? That is a black man, albeit his teammate and his offensive lineman, sure. But you mean to tell me that his teammates wouldn't have been mad at him for doing that? You don't just throw that around.
No, you don't. But here's the other sad part of it, though, in our society today.
Mm-hmm.
you look at Mason Rudolph, and when you hear the accusation, knowing nothing about Mason Rudolph, but you think it could be true.
You think spoiled white kid.
You just right. You think it is believable. That's why it sometimes gets used when it shouldn't be used. I mean, the accusation gets thrown because people feel dirty if they doubt it. Like the Justin Smollett thing in Chicago, people, and now he's countersuing the Chicago police. And,
yeah, what a loser! Right, like, that does nothing to help us.
No, and he that was proven to be a hoax. At least I believe it was proven to be a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
But people want to believe it because you don't want to be racially insensitive. It really twists people in knots. And Myles Garrett, if you're lying, you're a pig.
Well, and then you're
and Mason Rudolph, if you said it, you're a pig.
Seriously. And if you support one but you don't support the other, then, you know, that leaves open the possibility that somebody's going to call you racist. And, you know, you're not looking at the facts and your frame of reference is different than somebody else's frame of reference. And you end up having this conversation in circles all over again when really, like, I'm not trying to make this a much bigger deal than it is, but, you know, we don't want race to continue to be this massive problem. If you are race baiting or throwing something out there that isn't true that involves it, and you have white people screaming at black people and black people screaming at white people, that does not help us.
No, it doesn't. But at least if you listen to understand this, if he's lying, if Myles Garrett's lying, then he's weaponizing racism. He's using it as a weapon against somebody else. But a black person can reasonably say, well, why does weaponizing it work? Because people have said that to others so many times over so many years that it is a viable accusation. It's not like out of the blue you accused him of, doing something ridiculous, gross. People would say, oh, I bet that gets yelled out a lot on fields.
There's been instances before in the NFL when this has happened. What was it? In Philadelphia,
Riley Cooper.
Yeah, the former Florida wide receiver.
He was on camera, like at a concert or something.
Yeah, so it wasn't on the field. There was the Michigan State thing where Taylor Lewan and Will Golston got into it, and there was reports that
there was an accusation.
Taylor Lewan had said something unkindly to Will Golston that got him to punch him in the face, and I'm sorry, my opinion, based on Taylor Lewan and who he is and what he's about, wouldn't be surprised if that actually was said.
None of it is surprising, but it does seem to be... It always is hurled, or usually is hurled, after a violent act. Like, why couldn't you hear that word if you were Myles Garrett or whatever, and just stop and say, you know, did anybody else hear that? That is, why does it always have to lead to such a violent act? That makes me believe that it's a made-up excuse.
Well, and I think a great example of that, too, is, like, if that actually did happen... Immediately following the game, you think that he's apologizing to Mason Rudolph, or the day following, sending an apology and a statement to Mason?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think immediately you're getting on that and saying, look, dude, I lost my cool. You call me the N-word. I find that very offensive to my family, offensive to my con. You say that right away. You know, that's why I think this is BS.
And that's totally why it's
now
BS.
Now we're sitting here talking about it, and you're going to have one side of it. We're always on separate sides. Like, that's our entire country, whether it's a political party, a racial thing. It's always got to be different sides. And this is another one of those instances where you have to choose. And if you choose Mason Rudolph's side, then you're a racist. You don't like black people. You don't believe Myles Garrett.
Exactly.
And if you're Myles Garrett,
that's
like,
why I don't even want to talk about it. I mean, we will, and I will.
Let's just go back to the deer humping thing.
But,
God.
Please, here's a ticket text. Real quick, 97136. How could a black man in today's world misrepresent racism like that? I'm a black surgeon and business owner and still experience racism often, and I can't believe it would be misrepresented like this, only to weaken the many real-life examples. Shame. And that's coming from a black man, a black surgeon and business owner. And I imagine that's a prevailing opinion. Like, if it's false, then good God. Next time, you know, he's somebody, and I'm sure people do unbelievably hurl racial slurs, he could be doubted because of crap like this.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136.
Now you got me annoyed.
I don't even know that you need a side, but where do you stand on it? Like, isn't it kind of weak of Myles Garrett to use this as an excuse? Do you think Mason Rudolph is somehow to blame in some of this? Is there a believability to it?
Well, now he might have. They're saying he might have kicked him in the groin area,
sure,
or grabbed his helmet. Use that as your defense,
yes,
then.
That was also after Myles Garrett late hit him and dragged him to the ground and landed on top of him for no reason whatsoever. But I digress.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.